Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Little hockey over at the U. Minnesota women get it done today. They beat Robert Morris over at Ritter Arena to close out 5-0, so they get a sweep there. Their last loss was at Wisconsin, where they got a weekend sweep. Meanwhile, it's been a tough go of it for Bob Modsko and Golden Gopher Hockey. For the third straight game, they get a 2-2 tie. Two in a row at Mariucci last weekend. They go to a 2-2 tie with Ohio State. The Buckeyes score in the second overtime both nights to get the bonus point in the standings. Same thing happens at Yost in Ann Arbor. And Michigan wins at 2-2, and they win it in the second overtime. Eric, do you have any predictions on what's going to happen tonight between Minnesota and Michigan tonight at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor?
Deuces wild.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
It is off the charts. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and look, Bob Motzkow, this is a bittersweet time for him. His old school, St. Cloud State, top-ranked in the nation, they're a juggernaut. They are very good. Meanwhile, he's come down the freeway on I-94. He stopped in Minneapolis, which once upon a time was a college hockey powerhouse, but now the Minnesota Gophers are anything but. They're not even the top team here in the state of hockey. So they've got work to do, and we'll see if Motzkow can get this thing turned around, maybe in time for them to make a playoff push in the Big Ten. I mean, their overall record is 4-6-4. They're 2-2-3 in the Big Ten. So they are not off to a solid start. And it's never a good sign, Stevie T, when they're on the road and the biggest paper in the state chooses to use Associated Press to cover the game from Ann Arbor. They did not send a beat writer, your Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Pairwise, this mirrors what the NCAA does to select the field of 16. UMass, number one, St. Cloud State, two, Minnesota State, three, UMD, five, Bemidji State, 19, Minnesota at 26. Now, I have a feeling over the course of Bob Motzko's tenure that will not last, but it has been a rocky start in his stint as head coach of Golden Gopher men's hockey. And this is another storyline, and it dovetails into what happened at the end of the football season. Nobody showed up for the Purdue game. Nobody showed up for the Northwestern game. Now, you were there for the Boilermakers or the Wildcats. You're at the Wildcat game. We got the same thing going on at Mariucci Arena.
Yes.
I mean, there are empty seats galore. And I think it's been well documented. One of the big challenges for the current athletic director, Mark Coyle, how do you get people in the building for football games and men's hockey games? Now, it's been a struggle and a roller coaster ride, football, depending on the fortunes. There's been kind of a revolving door at the head coaching spot. There's been ups, there's been downs. But over the years, they have been able to count on the revenue for men's hockey. It was a revenue sport at the U. I can't believe it is anymore. I cannot believe anymore that is a sport that generates positive revenue based on the empty seats. When I tune in a game, and both games against Ohio State were on Fox Sports North, it's a major problem.
It sure is. Right now, Minnesota Gopher women's basketball, and kudos to Lindsey Whalen and that group. They're off to a great start. They win again today. That's a much tougher ticket over there in Dinkytown than Gopher men's hockey. About 3 weeks ago, that you had a situation where Minnesota football hosted Northwestern. Men's hockey was playing that night, and women's basketball was also playing that night. Everything on the U of M campus. I checked the ticket prices at StubHub and Vivid that day, and easily the most expensive seat was women's hoops. And it was like $48, cheapest seat to get in to see Lindsey Whalen and her team, meanwhile, Gopher football and Gopher hockey, they were practically giving away the seats on the secondary market. So you're right. They have to change that. The thing is, I know a lot of people have faith in Bob Moskow. He did a great job at St. Cloud State, and he probably will get this thing on track. But I don't think you can assume anything, and here's why. The last time Minnesota had a coaching change in hockey, they went from they brought in Don Lucia, right? They made that change from Doug Woog to Lucia. Well, the program was still at a very high level then, and they weren't competing with Minnesota State so much anymore. Or, you know, UMD's always been in the mix, but Bemidji State, Minnesota State, Mankato, even St. Cloud State. Now you look at the landscape here in the state. They're not the best program right now in the state of Minnesota for hockey. They're in the Big Ten. It's a different conference. You've said many times now in the last 3-4 years that the splitting up the old WCHA and going to the Big Ten has really hurt the Gophers and a lot of those old school teams.
Among other factors,
yes,
for sure.
So Bob Moskow takes over with a different backdrop and landscape than when Don Lucia replaced Doug Woog. Is it impossible to repair this thing? No, because he's got Mariucci Arena. It's an outstanding venue for hockey. He's got a TV contract with Fox Sports North that shows up all over the upper Midwest. I mean, there's no reason they shouldn't win, but I wouldn't assume it.
Yeah, it is tough. And the TV deal is one of the problems before we break here. That is one of the factors. In a number of factors, you have the move to Big Ten hockey that's been well documented, the charging of exorbitant seat licenses for the best seats in the building. The overall ticket price has gone through the roof, in my opinion, and the fact that you can't always find the games on television. Once upon a time, the games were always on Fox Sports North. They were always there. Now you had two in a row against Ohio State. But when BTN decides, oh, they want it, or you can't consistently find the games on television, that hurts. And a very crowded sports marketplace that you and I talk about. Extreme competition year-round in this for dollars, for eyeballs. It is a big, big challenge. But we'll see. Any wagers on a 2-2 tie tonight that ends in favor of Michigan in a second overtime, what are the odds? Three in a row have gone that route for Minnesota. Can they make it four tonight?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.